The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody, and it is going to be a good Friday morning in a winter wonderland. Look at that. That is unfreaking believable.
Where's our Christmas music?
Yeah.
Let It Snow. Where's Let It Snow? This ain't some sunny BS.
Play JJ in the snow with his mouth open, catching snowflakes. Play JJ. JJ is so happy. He's in Houston, and it's snowing. He never thought it would happen.
Do you know this is a true story? So when I started, I kept seeing all these pictures of people with snow on Instagram. Jeremy Botter, Nikki Guerra, just people, different people I follow. And like, where is all this? It's just raining outside for me. There's not any snow here. I want my kids to see snow. These are people in and around the Houston area. Some of them, you know, further north. Well, all of a sudden, I go outside and I check and I notice it's the rain that's hitting me is a lot lighter. And I'm like, wait, I think this is frozen water. Doesn't really look like snow just yet. And sure enough, it started to come down. And all the pretty cool. Like all the kids in the neighborhood. This is at 10:30. I got my kids. They had gone to bed for a little bit. They went to bed late after reading some book with my wife. And I said, hey, if you guys want to go outside, the neighbors next door outside, if you want to go check it out. Yeah, they were all excited. They went because they wanted to go see the snow. I said, that's fine. You're not going to get it, you know. And my daughter was so excited. She's, I've never seen snow, and I just want to see snow, even if it's for a little bit, Dad. It's going to be magical to see it. And it was just like it was literally like bing, bong, ho. And it was, the kids had gathered outside, and they were
like
all
you
happy.
Were the who's?
It was exact. The kids all started caroling at one point. They were jingle bells, jingle. And my daughter, this is magical, Father.
No, it's not.
This
just
is a magical time. And all the kids played, and they came inside. My daughter said, thank you for letting us have that, Dad. That was really great. I'm like, okay, well, that was pretty cool. I get up. I look outside like, wow, everything's covered with snow. This doesn't happen in Houston.
Yeah.
This is great. Next thing I know, because my kids are up because they're going to a holy day of obligation today, so or a feast day or something. They're at church this morning. Right now, they're at church.
That's probably, you could get Child Protective Services called.
So here's
that you're making your kids get up at 7 on a Friday.
Oh, 6:10.
6:10 to go to church.
That's right. And it was ding dong bong bong bing bong bong, silver bells. And you know, it's the Christmas spirit. Oh, everyone, look, there's snow outside on the cars and the trees. And what kids from Houston do, not Chicago kids, don't care. They're like, oh, this shoveling I got to do. So then all of a sudden my
freaking
daughter comes.
Snow.
And my
again.
Daughter, I look outside and I realize, snow God blows. Dang it. I got to pre-start my car because this is like, it's covered with snow. It's maybe icy. And I realize this is going to kind of suck. Then my daughter comes in and she goes, I just was outside making snow angels. Like, you've got a wool sweater on. Oh, it's just covered. It's wet. Her pants are all wet because snow is actually, you know, wet.
This is your daughter that lives in the Ozarks?
No.
Oh.
She lives in our house.
Oh.
And she's doing snow angels. That sounds like, what are you doing snow angels for?
Because the kid has to do snow angels.
Yeah, but wear a coat.
No.
You've got a sweater on. So they, she had to go that. Change.
And then mom, and then there's was water mad all on over a holy the floor. Day of obligation.
I know. There's water all over the floor, and I realize snow is great when it's falling and you see it.
And it's outside.
Everything else.
And you're warm.
When snow melts, it's terrible.
Snow blows. It's even worse. It's even worse when you're watching Drowning Pool. Nothing says the holidays like snow during a Drowning Pool concert.
First of all, like Drowning Pool. Nothing says the holidays like...
Yeah. So last night we're at Proof, and it's freaking freezing, and there's snow coming down, and Drowning Pool, I thought they were going to electrocute themselves because the snow is falling.
Let the bodies hit the snow. Let the bodies hit the snow.
There's me with the guitarist from Drowning Pool. Nothing.
Listen, he's saying snow.
Nothing
snow.
Says, nothing says the holidays like Drowning Pool. and snow.
Guys, we are drowning, Paul. Thanks for coming out to the snow-filled rooftop here at Proof. And let us just say, have a merry Christmas.
I'm telling you, it's nothing brings in the holidays.
Drowning pool in snow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think I just hurt my throat being drowned.
No, I think you probably did.
I just hurt my
throat. How do you sing like that all day?
I have no idea. Like this. Well, if you're the lead singer. Dell, if you're the lead singer, you don't sing like that anymore.
Dead? Yeah. Right.
Dead.
Well, the first time
There's a new one.
Let the bodies hit the snow. Let the bodies hit the snow.
That's what my daughter has listened to when she was doing Let the Bodies Hit the Snow. And she's doing her snow angels this morning like. God. Get out of the slushy ice.
Oh, God.
Got a whole lot less awesome. But luckily it wasn't that frozen-y stuff that you have to try to chip off a windshield.
Yeah.
And when that, you've dealt with that before. Oh, we don't really deal with that
the
here.
Worst.
I did have a tiny hesitation going up the huge incline ramp today to park.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'm like,
what about going down when you're done?
Is this safe? Oh.
Have you thought about that? No, you haven't thought about that.
When I'm done. I'll be out here at 7 o'clock today. When I'm done, it'll already be in the 50s. I'll be good.
You're out of here at 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, every night.
Six
or seven.
Lance McCullers is coming in today.
Lance McCullers was going to be here at 7, but he went to Travis Scott's and he sent a message saying, how about 8 to 9:30? I'm like,
He didn't go to Drowning Pool with me.
He didn't go to Drowning Pool. He did go to Travis Scott. And our buddy Brian Castle is going to bring in a little breakfast for us at 8:30.
Yeah.
So he and McCullers are also really tight. My son is waiting tables for Brian Caswell.
Is he?
Downtown, he's making some money at his new place, Oxbow. Oxbow's really cool. They've got a really good rooftop bar, too.
What is Oxbow? A restaurant, bar, what?
Yeah, it's a restaurant, and it's Brian's take on, it's a lot of stuff. It's small plate restaurant. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff in there. It's very diverse. He wanted it to kind of encapsulate how diverse Houston is. So he's got a lot of different types of food, and it's a small plate, so you order a lot of them for the table. That's my favorite way to eat now. You order, you go with four different people, and you order 12 different plates, or 8 different plates, 9 different plates, and you share all these different.
So, like when you go to a really fancy, foofy restaurant where they give you, like, one little
No, it's not like the tasting. It's not an amuse-bouche. It is more
Is that what it's called?
Amuse-bouche, yeah. Well, that's the smallest bite. It's just a bite. That's to start you off. So I went to French Laundry. The foo-foos, there's one in Chicago called Grace. And I'd seen it on Netflix. It was a really cool documentary about this chef. And, the Chicago food scene is strong.
Yeah.
It's even better than Houston. I love Houston's food scene, but there's just no way around it. I mean, Chicago's got an unbelievably highly regarded food scene. And every time we go there to visit our friends Paul and Brian, we go to new restaurants that we've never gone to, and they're all just phenomenal.
So are you doing food for Culture Map? Going to step all over Eric?
No, that's his deal. I do want to do some stuff with them, but not until, my draft stuff gets worked out a little bit. I'm waiting to watch Baker Mayfield until I get tape on. I want these playoff games, so I'm going to wait. I'm not going to grade him yet. I don't have the championship, Big 12 championship game, and I want these playoff games. So I'm going to wait until they're done, ask for more tape. And I'm actually going to watch with Sean Salisbury. I'm kind of excited to see. I want to see what a quarterback sees.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what he sees from Baker Mayfield.
That's a good idea.
What he's looking at. And tell me what the safeties are supposed to be. What should he have seen here? Because that's going to be, I think that's going to be really enlightening to have a quarterback tell me, well, right here, this is a huge mistake because you see a safety roll over this way and he should have immediately looked the other way, That'll be, that's stuff that you don't usually get. And we happen to have that here with, we've got a former NFL quarterback here.
Are you going to have your body bag fam stored in the room that you're watching tape, or it will be just outside? No,
it's going
to
be a different place.
Okay.
Well, just because Lance touches you doesn't mean that you die.
Yeah,
your career's over.
What am I, like a Stephen King character?
Kind of.
Where I touch you, thinner.
Kind of.
I touch you, you start to waste away.
I don't know if you're thinner, but you're Walter, that guy in every Stephen King movie who causes death and destruction.
Right.
I don't watch a lot of Stephen King movies.
By the way,
they all tie in together in some way. Sure.
By the way, you know what our word of the day is?
I have no idea.
Body bag.
Sweet. Put him in a body bag, Johnny. Yeah.
That's our word of the day,
Lance,
body bag.
Lance, put him in a body bag.
Put him in a body bag, Lance.
That's our word of the day. What is our giveaway today?
You tell me.
Is it in there?
No.
You tell me.
I got no idea.
I got some, like, I got like, some what it, La Croix, you don't have a, waters with strawberry and pineapple.
I got
there,
this Starbucks cup.
This is how
what
you
about
know,
this beauties calendar?
713 News Beauties?
713 News Beauties.
Oh, they got. Now, okay, so since we last did a show, John, let me ask you this question. The game's really changed. Well, from when I first came over in 2007. Now, you will remember, we were on Vita Guerra from way back at 610. Yeah. But you were always a guy who, you know, you liked it a little juicy.
I like a little juicy.
You liked it a little juicy.
I would say that.
Now the world has caught up with John Granato. And Dell, I'm assuming you liked it a little juicy.
Yeah, or, he's
are you
anti-Kate Upton because she's flat.
Are you a thin hip?
I'm not anti-Kate Upton, but I mean, she got a pancake booty, so that's I'm not a fan of that.
Pancake booty.
But now the entire world, if you've got like the small-waisted girls, or well, small-waisted or whatever, that's fine. But if you are just, if you're working with the flat pants, the world has turned against you badly in a bad way. And even these models, like these swimsuit models and that, you look at it and it's like.
It's a different world.
It's juicier.
Yes, it's much juicier.
It's a juicier world out there.
Yeah,
you know?
If I go to Barstool and you know they got smoke show of the day or whatever, and she's you know pancake butt, I'm just not interested.
It rarely happens. Although I will say, on my trip to Kansas, I was at the airport here in Houston. Here and then coming back two times, I saw girls with what had to be implants. It was so cartoonish that I'm like, this cannot be real. And is this really becoming a real thing? There's really butt implants now. I think it's becoming much more widespread
Why are you implant watching?
Well, because this is too. I just want to say, look, we can't do this. This is too far.
Okay, no.
We've gone too far.
Are you
really
telling
not,
a woman how she can use her body? Yeah. Are you telling her what she can and can't do with her body?
You don't mind if she's top heavy, but all of a sudden you're gonna start shaming.
I'm not a fan of
booty shaming.
I'm not booty shaming. I'm not also a fan of where it's so fake that it's cartoonish. Yeah. Or you see the muscle guys who walk around like I can't barely move. Or maybe they say this.
I took something that I'm going to take it again. I'm working with the league this time. Maybe you don't know. Dylan Cole is not aware of blitz packages. I should be playing in front of Zach Cunningham. He's skinny. He can't even bench press 225 30 times like Ben Cushing.
Once again, why is he a wheezing almost?
Right. He hasn't worked on cardio.
He's dying.
He hasn't worked on cardio.
712 ESPN 97.
I've got to get the Stairmaster.
How about this? Lance McCullers coming in studio with us here. Are you okay, who's going to ask him the question?
His dad was good. Oh, I will.
You're going to ask him the
closer?
Question? Don't.
No.
I'm out on that
it's
one.
We're not interviewing Bob Huggins again.
No, I'm out.
We interviewed Bob Huggins one time, Dell.
Dell.
And
it's
John.
Hold on. It's 7:13, and Lance has reminisced again.
Okay. Now I'm
not
be
even
a,
13 minutes into the show, and
remember
we're
that Bob Huggins acutely, interview? Yeah.
I'm going to be acutely
yes.
aware of
you know,
that.
I remember it because I've been told the story multiple times, Lance.
John just did this. At one point, he got so scared in the interview, he just turned the mic off and just pushed away. It was mainly because John had
I actually got
it.
Up.
Yeah.
I actually got
he
up.
He had to start walking around the studio.
I was so nervous.
It was like watching a Larry
I'm
David
I'm
going to
be
episode.
Very nervous when you start asking, when you drop the C word on
well,
him.
I'm going to do it very carefully. I'm going to be like, hey, not that I'm suggesting this.
Someone.
It's out there, and you don't even have to answer this if you don't want to. You don't want to ever do any closing, do you? Like, that's not even something you want to do, right? I'll ask it like that, a leading.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm out, though.
Closing, ugh.
I'll be
that's
in the bathroom.
Bad, right?
714 ESPN 97.5. You know what? You need to have Craig DeSurf call in and ask him.
Dell wants to know if you're going to close. You can't hear him behind the glass, but he wouldn't know if you're going to close. I'm going to do it totally like that. Hey, Craig DeSurf, I got to tell you, I took a picture of your
Chevy Silverado pickup truck that I'm driving right now. It was covered with snow today. Had a, you know, maybe you want to give yourself a sweet Christmas present like a Chevy Silverado pickup truck or the Buick GMC Sierra pickup truck. Maybe you're looking for that Yukon or Yukon extended body. Are you a fan of the Suburbans? Maybe you're saying, no, I want one of those awesome crossover vehicles, three different sizes in the Buick family. I know this much. If you need a great deal on a car, nobody is going to undersell Craig DeSerf over at Gulf Coast Buick Chevrolet, Buick GMC and Chevrolet. They've got all three of them. And what you do is you go online to gulfcoast.net, you search through their entire inventory, start the car buying process. They're going to get right, you know, cut right to the chase, get you a great deal right up front. There's not going to be a bunch of haggling and hassles. It's very no hassle. And he wants you to come out and see him. Jose Altuve is his own close personal friend who bought a pickup truck from him. Get out there to Angleton and check them out for yourself. They've got a huge selection, the lowest prices. And if you say, I don't want to drive to Angleton, well, then he'll say, all right, I'll just bring it out to you. You can purchase it online and they will valet it right out to your front door. That's how Craig DeSerf rolls over at Gulf Coast Buick Chevrolet and GMC. Go to their website today at gulfcoast.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, time to talk about Republic Harley-Davidson. It's at 12707 Southwest Freeway. They're going to have Santa's Naughty Helpers there tomorrow. You can get your picture taken with Santa's Naughty Helpers. Free photos, food, drinks, music, factory-approved promotions in all departments. And by all departments, I mean where you can buy all of your clothing. It's like a clothing store up in the second floor up there. And then you've got, I mean, literally thousands of bikes to choose from. Maybe not thousands, but a lot of them. It just seems like that. What I need you to do right now is plan on going to Republic Harley-Davidson tomorrow, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com and see Santa's Naughty Helpers tomorrow. What you're going to see is an unbelievable selection of motorcycles, all the accessories that you could possibly need, and, oh, by the way, yeah, all the clothes, boots, helmets, everything. And if you've got a Harley, if you've got a biker in your family, they love Harley. They just love Harley gear. So get there at republichd.com, 12707. Go see Santa's Naughty Helpers tomorrow. Financing for everyone. Open 7 days a week during the holidays. Republic Harley-Davidson.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by the Extron Temporal Scanner Thermometer. 610 the West Loop southbound at 59, the freeway shut down because of an accident. While you prepare for the holiday feast, don't forget to get ready for cold and flu season with the Extron Temporal Scanner, the number one preferred thermometer by pediatricians. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong for the right reason, sprinkling midnight game, call it night season.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
JD says plywood ass is also an acceptable term for flat butts. There are also a lot of chicks that stuff their pants with fake booty.
You know, I think
bra stuffing, yeah, when you were in, remember when you were in a sixth grade?
I don't know if that was a thing when I was in sixth grade. It might have been. I wasn't bra watching.
You weren't bra watching?
I wasn't asking the
Who's
girls.
Who's not bra watching in sixth grade?
I mean, to the effect that I'm asking girls, hey, did you put something in your bra?
No, but you know when she was stuffing. Now they're stuffing booty, apparently.
That might be a topic on the Real and Dell show.
That could be. You think that's
we're gonna discuss booty stuffing.
Booty stuffing.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
That apparently JD thinks so. Casey asks, where is places one should go to experience the Houston food scene? I told him, restaurants.
Go to Culture Map. That's where you promote Culture Map.
Absolutely. There was your big opportunity to cross-promote.
Oh.
And you blew it.
I did not. Where do you go?
Restaurants.
Restaurants. That's where you go.
Yeah, go to Culture Map. Eric Sandler does a fantastic job. And what he does better than anyone out there is he unearths the things that make Houston kind of special. Like, he always jokes that you take number, you take food, and you take area of Houston, and you got yourself an article. Like, eight places to get the best spicy Thai wings in the Gessner area, you know, in the energy corridor.
Right.
He said that's the secret. But, Eric Sandler over at Culture Map and all Culture Map, they do a great job. They've got a lot of places. I would also follow Culture Map on Twitter and follow Eric Sandler on Twitter.
Do you think Eric's disgusted with the show because of Dell?
He wasn't thrilled with me.
No.
He offered me, like, I was over there trolling Lance, because that's what I like to do when I'm not working.
Right.
I enjoy that quite a bit.
I cannot wait till we flip that lock on the other side. Hey, buddy. Like, God, I'm trying to get through these players.
Potentially locking Lance in his own office is always something I love. But I was down.
Oh, the Culture Mac people like when you're y'all shenanigans.
When we locked your door, there were two girls that were sitting there and just going, they were so disgusted with us. So disgusted.
They are so unhappy about their move.
Lance has the lock on the outside of his door.
I didn't do this.
Which is the...
Whoever...
But how did it... Oh, Lance. There's a new thing. There's... Oh, Lance.
I didn't put my
Lance
own...
Lance lost his key card.
...handle.
Oh, Lance.
My own, that was me.
Yeah.
I didn't put my own door handle on. For whatever reason...
Are they going to ever fix that?
I'm going to have to go get a screwdriver and fix the thing myself, I'm sure. Who is they? Who are the door handle people?
The guy who put the door handle on the wrong way. Was it somebody
from the building? I don't know.
Whoever they hired.
Lance.
Door handles are us. I'm like, hey, this could lock me in. I realized that early. I don't want to bring any attention to this. Especially with Raheel and Dell, the Men of Color show.
Yeah, that's what we call ourselves.
The Men of Color.
The Men of Color. So I went down there.
Tyler has no color.
Well, he's Ozark Tyler. He has his own thing.
Right.
So I went down to the troll Lance, and Eric Sandler saw me, and I was like, hey, Eric, and he caught me, and I was like, hey, he want a cupcake?
He listens to the show.
Wait a minute. First of all, hey, Dell, you want a cupcake? What?
It didn't go down that way, but he was offering cupcakes to other people. Oh. He goes, you want a cupcake? I was like, no, I'm okay. He goes, what, are you a communist? I was like, no, I'm not a huge sweet guy. I don't want a cupcake.
Why you got to insult me like that?
Yeah.
Why are you going to? Oh, you don't like my cupcakes? Yeah. Is that it?
That was kind of the vibe I got. Like, I offer you a cupcake, you don't want one?
You don't want one? Come, you know what? What's the matter with my cupcake?
Well, it's a lot like the Italians that they offer you a lasagna or a plate of food. You don't want to eat.
With it?
You're not eating. You're going to eat.
You're insulting me a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little disrespectful.
You know what I would never do? Insult Eric Sandler when he offered desserts.
Yeah, you got a 7-layer bar. Right?
7-layer bar, and I didn't just get half of it.
You got the whole thing.
Yeah, because I didn't want to insult him. I don't want to insult him a little bit.
I just learned a lesson. Don't insult him.
Yeah. A little insulting.
He listens to the show. He's been a long-time listener of the show. So he
knows
all about your moves.
The first day, at the first mention of booty juice, or boo-boo juice, he sent in a tweet.
He tweeted.
He goes, leave the boo-boo juice on that side.
Don't bring it to
the
Culture
Map side.
Don't
bring your boo-boo juice over here.
So,
I'm sure they're not thrilled about you having an office down there.
I try to stay quiet, and I try not to make any noise at all. I'm like, hey, guys, don't mind my friends over there. They just are...
There's just some jokesters and goofballs, I'm not like that. I just want to work quietly.
I'll just be sitting in here watching tape or whatever TV shows I'm watching whenever I'm trying to eat lunch. I couldn't go to sleep last night because I was watching... True story, I was watching the Rockets. It was late game as Utah Jazz. It was 11. I was in a fourth quarter, and they are really good this year. Chris Paul, you know what's strange? I shouldn't say strange. We've watched Chris Paul's whole career. We watched him at Georgia Tech. It's not like not Georgia Tech. Wake. It's Wake Forest. I always get Wake and Georgia
Tech.
Yeah,
they're the same thing.
So anyway, I've known him forever. You've known him forever. We've all seen him forever. There is just something about... He's got the way that he controls a game. It just feels like he's the alpha on the court when he's out there. I don't care if James is out there. And yesterday there was no one who was going to give you that vibe from the Utah Jazz. It doesn't matter if James is hitting 30 a game and he's the first Rocket since Moses Malone to be averaging 30 points a game. It feels like this is Chris Paul's team because he's such an alpha. Everything about him, the way he handles the ball, the way he handles the ball is really phenomenal. And it's not that the Kyrie ball handling stuff, they'll get you an Uncle Drew commercial. I mean, he keeps everything alive. Matt, he had a play, and Matt Bullard mentioned it, about how he keeps his dribble alive in the paint before he ended up finding someone. Like, a lot of people pick up their dribble and then they're stuck. This guy just keeps his dribble alive at all times. He was making these passes that are just kind of nonchalant, you know, behind-the-back passes for three-pointers to Eric Gordon. No big deal. Ryan Anderson is shooting over 70% from three-point line on passes from Chris Paul, which may sound like a random number, and maybe in some ways it is, but it also means Chris Paul gets it to him in position to shoot, like catch and shoot. He can get into a rhythm quickly. He doesn't have to catch it down here. It's the same thing with leading the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. If you throw behind them, they have to slow down. Yeah. They're going to get tackled. Yeah. You throw it in front of them, they can catch and keep running. It's the same thing with shooters. You give it to them where they are in a shot-ready position,
right,
they're going to be in rhythm. And he just... More so than – there's two things that really make him really special for this team. One, when James is out, you got a dude on the floor who can go get his own shots and get other people's shots, which hadn't been the case. The second thing is when Chris Paul is on the floor, there just is more control. And I think my guess is – I know he's a better leader than James. My guess is that he's putting a little bit more pressure on Houston to be better defensively and be accountable defensively, because they were defending the crap out of the ball yesterday. They're a good team, John. I know that we got to wait until the postseason and all that, but this is a good basketball team, and it's deep. Well, I mean, relatively speaking.
And I think the key to him is that when James is on the bench thing. Because James, they've always been good with James on the floor. I mean, James is a great player, 30, and they win basketball games with James, and they've been winning basketball games with James.
We know
but
that.
But the difference is going to be when James is off, when he's not James, and he just has that uneasy feeling, that icky feeling, that, you know, he just is not himself, that Chris Paul is on the floor and you can still win basketball games against good teams. It's funny, the league right now, honestly, how many good teams are there in the NBA right now?
Not that many. Not that many really good teams. Yeah. I mean, headliners, the big ones.
Is Milwaukee a good team?
Boston, Cleveland. See, I don't put them in. It's Golden State, Houston. It's the usual
suspects. Is Toronto a good team, or they're just the Toronto?
Yeah, well, they're pretty good, but I think we're talking about the top teams. No. It's still the same as last year, I think. San Antonio, when everyone's healthy, it's going to be San Antonio, Houston, Golden State, Boston, and Cleveland.
Is Minnesota a good team yet?
Well, they're talented. Yep. Well, they're loaded now with talent.
Is Oklahoma City still is not a good team?
Raise your hand if you wanted that. How about all you people in Houston who started to cry because your peepees hurt because Carmelo wasn't going to be a Rocket? Like, please make Carmelo come here. He's so good.
Well,
he's not good. He fills up stat sheets and he's a loser.
Yeah, but the Rockets wanted him bad, dude.
I know they did. They also wanted Pau Gasol bad. Thank God they didn't get Pau Gasol.
They also wanted Chris Paul.
Why did they want Carmelo so bad? Carmelo is a perennial loser.
I don't know, but they really wanted him.
I know.
I saw Tad not long after.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think it worked out okay.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, Carmelo is just, he's not a defensive player. He's not a great rebounder. What does he do? He scores.
No.
Big deal.
But, again, when James isn't on the floor, you got Chris Paul and Carmelo.
Agree.
And you're
You mean if you had all of them?
Well, you went after Carmelo after you had Chris Paul.
Oh, that's right. Is that the timing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was off.
You would have had a big three, and you can't win without a big three.
You just
can't win now without seven all-stars.
That's just I just don't agree with that. I just think you have to build the right team.
Look at who's winning.
Golden State. Build the right team.
Golden State.
How many? Yeah, they won before they had Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and how many good guys did they
have? They have good talent. They're big. They're not big this or big that. Klay Thompson is a really good shooter. Draymond is a really good defender who gave them some dog.
Yeah, but they also had sixth man of the year.
Yeah, no, they have a loaded roster.
Right.
You don't have to have a big three. You have to have a good roster. That's my point. And Rockets have a pretty good roster right now.
Like, and their pieces fit together. Carmelo was never going to fit. Yes, you had another score, but you're not going to out Golden State. Golden State. What do you really think?
No, that's how the only way you can win, though. That's the thought.
See, I think that thought is wrong. I think you have to get into the faces of their guards, make Steph uncomfortable, maybe hurt his ankle. Doesn't hurt.
That's all.
But you got
to
have.
That's what they did to Kawhi, didn't they?
See, I think you got tougher with Chris Paul. You got a lot tougher with Chris Paul. Carmelo is not good defensively. He doesn't rebound. Those are two big areas of needs. You're adding a guy who didn't do that. But anyway, regardless.
Still, we're closing in on Lance McCullough's going to be in studio.
Are you familiar with the goodness, either one of you, that is the Klein ISD Twitter account and the Klein students? They're notoriously crybabyish. They want off. If it rains, they want off. They hit up Klein ISD's Twitter account like, you for real going to make us come to school? I could be dead AF after today. So we're going to pull up Klein ISD's Twitter account because we got snow on the ground. And they're making kids go to school. And I hear it's pretty, pretty good today. So we'll get to some of those here in just a second. It's 7:31 here on The Bench. I'm Lance Zierlein. That's John Granato.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow.
The drowning Klein pool last night. Justin just sent me the video. Drowning pool in the snow. Nothing says a winter wonderland like drowning pool at Proof.
Shame on you, Klein ISD. It hasn't snowed here in over 20 years like this. Parents, please don't let your kids go to school. They may never have another chance to experience something like this today. These are the Klein ISD, at Klein ISD. Go to the latest mentions just scroll down.
Layla. The weather's a little scary. Maybe canceling school is the best option. Safety first.
Let's see. We have, okay.
Oh, God. Octavio said, cancel school. That's all.
Oh, they all pick up on the same. Once one of them sees a theme that they think that has some traction, they'll, like, here it is. Okay, but you see, this is a big batch of not-so-experienced drivers, with most of us probably driving in icy conditions for the first time. There's one of them. And then Trent says, can we at least bring blankets to school today? like they're going to be outside.
Does Klein not have central heating?
I know. You got this.
What the?
I guess they don't want to miss today's paycheck. I guess money speaks. Crying emoji. Madeline says, this is so dangerous. There are a bunch of new drivers who have never driven in weather like this. Also, this is the first time it snowed in so long. How is it fair to take this experience away? I'm pretty sure that most teachers would rather stay at home with their kids.
We live in Texas. Last time it snowed was never. But y'all bout to make us go the day it does. Y'all bout to.
We got this.
Klein ISD. They sent it back, that guy going,
Yeah. Other people's power and my power is off. So I'm getting ready in the dark. This day sucks. And I don't even get a play in the snow. Ugh. Sad face.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Klein ISD needs to go to school today. Roads are iced. That's extremely dangerous.
What?
Hey, you need to go back to school.
Montana Kloss says, risk my life on the roads or miss a day of school to be safe. Yeah, Montana, risk your life. This is a terrible day for learning. This is one of the first times this has ever happened in Texas. Why wouldn't you cancel school for this? Says Ethan.
How about this? Sending it to the Klein ISD, to the school district. Why the would you even take a chance? Passable, really? Shake my head. Why would you drop an F-bomb on the ISD?
Last time it snowed like this was back in 2004. 2008, we had ice, not real snow.
I dead ass can't leave my house without slipping on ice.
hearing John say I dead ass can't leave. Now there's some stuff that we can't read.
This is your
Savage
school district though?
No.
Soft AF.
I didn't grow up. Thanks for ruining my dreams of playing in real snow, says Lauren.
These are Lance's people. These are
How
Bell's
are they my people?
People? They're your people.
No chance.
Millennial. Soft ass.
Millennial. I'm not a millennial, by the way.
Yeah.
The person
you probably are.
Bro, y'all, I'm not trying to go to this bull ass school. That would be Peep. Peep said that.
Pete.
He just said, bro,
he ain't
y'all,
soft AF.
I'm not trying to go to this bull ass school. That's what he said. That's why. How come your teachers aren't at school, but you made the students come? The teachers are at the school. Sorry, Klein.
Whose power is off, Raina? I don't even get to play in the snow.
You like this one? Somebody took a picture of a car with the snow on, and literally it's snow on top of the hood. And the look, my car had it too. You turn it on, you wipe it. It's soft. It's not even it's not even bad. And they just took a stick and wrote the letter and wrote the words "Why though?" and just sent a picture to Klein to show him. You know, look how one girl says, "Didn't I just tell you my car was snowed in?" Hannah said that because Hannah's trying to let him know.
Pamela, yeah. Maybe because they need to go and learn how to spell. It's icy, not icy, with an E.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do need to go to school. And maybe they need to stop dropping F-bombs on the school district.
Dang, that Klein account is savage. They replied to comments, LOL. Oh, that's Dallas. He listens to the show. Yeah, they will. That when you're awesome. From the north, Houston snow, let's see. Gonna be funny when your car goes out of control and you get hit.
How about the roads aren't icy? Stop.
No, they're not icy at all. It's like 42 right now.
Good Lord.
They're not icy, Klein. But this has been, John, this is like a famous thing. These kids will, if it rains, they immediately start hitting the at mentions and they, Klein, y'all really finna do this? Put everyone's life in danger in this rain? Like, come on. On
now, Houston ISD is closed, right?
No.
Oh, they're
no. They called at 4:30 to tell me they're still
they're open.
Going to be rolling.
Open
I'm like,
for
man,
business.
Y'all couldn't have just
well. Texted. There was nobody on the road this morning. Dell, did you have anybody? There was nobody out there.
Nah, there's nobody out there.
What about Katy ISD? Any statement? Oh, they're trying to see if Katy canceled because Klein. It's yeah. Klein.
Don't even get me started on Klein ISD. Our 10-year-old had a choir concert last night, and the principal said that we will get an update on whether or not schools will be open by 5 a.m.
Oh, they were firing off. They were firing.
Klein is Spanish for land of wussies. Only said the other.
Hey, Klein, I've never driven in snow. This is last night at 11 o'clock. She said, hey, Klein, I've never driven in snow, and there's snow on roads. So either way, I don't think school is necessary tomorrow. Mata says, dangerous and very slippery roads. They're already setting us up last night to Klein ISD. Please don't put us in danger. Cancel school. Please don't put us in danger.
Oh, stop. How about, man, dude, are you watching these fires in Ventura?
Yeah.
I mean, did you see the video of driving to work and it's just all the
smoke?
No, all fire. All fire.
I saw the one. I didn't see fire, but I saw where it was all smoke. But I saw the road, the Ventura Highway.
No, dude, you gotta look. There was one scene. Barstool has a video. It's the most unbelievable drive to work you'll ever see. Holy crap. You want to talk? Dude.
It's like driving in the Mordor, Lance.
It was.
Yeah.
It was like Frodo was trying to get rid of the. He could have just dropped it in Ventura.
It was ridiculous. My mom's in Southern California. She's not been affected personally, but her business, her bank, they closed five. They cut branches because
this is really it's really
scary.
Bad.
Really bad.
It's
how really are bad. They going to play? How are the Rams going to play?
Well, that was a story this morning. I didn't get to hear it because we were getting ready for the show. But I don't know. That game is they're at the Coliseum, which I don't think has been affected yet. So I think they're going to play because the NFL is going to try to get that game in. I don't think the Coliseum is near. Where all this stuff is going down, though.
Unbelievable that you're just going to breathe that. The whole city's got to be engulfed.
Earlier this year, they had wildfires in the Northwest. Yeah, yeah. And Washington State. It was in Northern California. Right. Cal played Washington State. And they had to measure the air quality or they had to cancel the game. They got the game in.
Dang.
Washington State got upset. It was a Friday night. So they'll try to push and try to get this game
in. The 49ers were talking about not playing either.
Clear Creek Independent School District still rolling along. We reeled down here in League City, says Jonathan.
Yeah, League City. That's where I'm from.
Well, they ain't soft AF.
Not that's like where I drive from. Not like Klein.
Not like Klein.
CCISD, get stuff done.
Klein, y'all is soft.
Yeah, we got called. HISD, they called us at 4:30 in the morning. I'm like,
don't call.
Why you?
It's open. If it's open, it's open.
Just hit me with the text. I don't need you to call and try to wake me up. Christina said she got the same one.
How about improvemybill.com?
Oh, my gosh. You're talking about bill advisors.
Oh, I thought it was improvemybill.com.
Totally different company. Billadvisors.com is actually, don't go to the other place. They'll add to your bill. Bill advisors will actually subtract from your bill. We got to get you to do this. I want to let Pearl do it because Pearl will love you. Pearl's like, Lance, before I move to Louisiana, you want me to bring you some jerk chicken? And I said, yeah. And also cut that internet bill if you can. And Pearl just knocked. She had already knocked down. I've got the AT&T, the phone, the home phone, the DirecTV, and the internet. And she like chopped it up, just sliced it down. My cell phone, my wife's cell phone. She said, this is a ridiculous charge. And she said, this is a nonsense charge. Boom, 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 cut that down. Then she hit me out of the blue the other day, Pearl. And I said, what's up, Pearl? And she said, oh, I just want to let you know I saved you $14 more a month. I was looking through your bills, and we got that cut down. I renegotiated. That's what they do for you. They renegotiate your bills, and they're constantly doing it. You pay one low monthly fee every single month, and they're constantly scouring your bills to make changes and lower your bills. And when your bill comes up to completion and it's time for a new contract, you absolutely have to have Bill Advisor. But I'm promising you right now, if you text bills to 313131, their average saving for our listeners is over $800. That's the average. I saved over $2,000. There's a good chance if you haven't messed with your bills in a long time, you have been getting crushed. Save money this holiday season. Get your Christmas money back from all the people who are billing you on a monthly basis with BillAdvisor.com. Text bills to 313131.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5.
Bro, I've never seen a grown man turn into such a hater so much as at Lance Zierlein.
So I'm watching that game last night. Michael Thomas is a baller.
Yeah, Ohio State wide receiver, plays for the Saints, second year in the league. And he was good last year. He's really good
really
this year.
Really good this mm-hmm. year. Because I was just, I'm looking over, who's your all-pro quarterback?
Is it Brady?
I would imagine it's got to be Brady, no? Or Wentz.
Or Wentz, yeah.
It's Brady or Wentz.
Brady's numbers, I might go Wentz. I don't know. It'd be close.
Numbers-wise, though, Matt Ryan is having a great... Drew Brees is having a great year.
Is Matt Ryan... But it's
you know who's having a great year and they suck is Alex Smith.
That didn't make any sense.
No, but he's having his numbers are stupid.
Yeah, no. We went through it yesterday.
What is the deal?
Obviously, it has no impact on winning. They're all based on defense.
Who's your two running backs right now?
Let's see. Oh, Lance McCullers is just about here. I think.
Oh, cool.
This is him.
I would go Le'Veon and Gurley.
Yeah, Todd Gurley for sure. Yeah, probably is Le'Veon Bell again.
Le'Veon.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Alvin Kamara is...
You can't make him all pro, but man, why can't he? He's had 11 touchdowns so far this year, receiving and
You know, Kareem rookie. Hunt started, but I'm going to tell you this. Alvin Kamara is the...
Let me tell you something. When we watched him, his tape against A&M was the best college tape that I saw of any running back last year. Fournette, Dalvin Cook, but he didn't even have a single game where he had 18 carries or more in any game in his college career.
But isn't that good?
Well, no tread on the tire. Yeah. In
as
retrospect,
opposed to Fournette?
His tape was phenomenal. I was like, oh, my God. When I finished watching, I'm like, why is no one talking about this guy? This guy's a first-round talent right
He's
here.
Unbelievable.
And he started at Alabama? I didn't know that. He started at Alabama.
No, I didn't know that either.
He didn't start. He began his career at Alabama. He wasn't getting playing time the first year. Then I think he had some beef with the coaching staff. Then on a recruiting trip, guys came in and he said, whatever y'all do, don't go to this sorry-ass school. And then Nick Saban's like, he's got to go, okay? Wait, we can't have guys, all right, bad talking to program, all right? Okay, see? Boom, out. Let me go see if Lance McCullough.
You think they could have used him?
Well, they've had some pretty good ones.
Yeah, pretty one. And wide receiver. Antonio
Brown will be one, and then that's not Michael Thomas. Let me see.
Keenan Allen.
I don't think
he's having a tremendous year.
Is Keenan having that
good year? What about DeAndre or Thielen?
Oh, I would make it Adam Thielen and DeAndre Hopkins.
Antonio's got to be one of them.
You can't go three? Well, we're always an 11 personnel anyway.
I think they only have two wide receivers. All pro is going to be Antonio, and it could well be Keenan Allen.
Man, I got to look it up. Are his stats that good?
Yeah, his stats are ridiculous. Is he here? We're going to go down and get him? You got to go down?
Yeah.
Well, he can come up in the elevator now, can he?
I don't know.
Just come up to the fourth floor.
Yeah, I got to make sure. I didn't tell him the whole fourth floor part.
Oh, you didn't tell him that part?
I didn't even know if he could get in. I don't even have downstairs. An access card.
Oh, he's standing right downstairs. That's good. All right. Anthony from New York, what's he doing on that line?
I don't know how he has a hotline.
How did Anthony from New York get the hotline? Anthony, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, pal?
Oh, man, long time no talk. I just get in on the new show.
This ain't Anthony. Anthony on a mobile. What's up, Anthony on a mobile?
I just need to make sure you guys are surviving the snowpocalypse.
Are you okay?
Well, oh man, I'm good. It's I got a new construction gig, so I'm a pretty cush life these days.
Yeah, what's going on there? Tell us about it.
It's a union gig. A hauling cinder blocks up scaffolding.
That's hard.
$117 an hour. You can't beat it.
Wow, that is a great job, Anthony. Yeah, how about down here, Anthony? It snows a little bit, and everybody's, they can't go to school. Everybody's so scared.
You know, I would clown on it, but it's my adopted hometown, as you know.
I know that.
So, yeah, so anyway, the reason I'm calling, as a big Houston sports fan, obviously, you guys have any insights on the SaberCat season? How's that half-fly position looking? The off-scrum play? How are we looking down there?
We're looking good, man. You're a big SaberCat fan, Anthony? Anthony from New York is here.
Hey, whoa. You know who just stepped in the building is Lance McCullers, Anthony. Anthony, hold on, Anthony. He's going to be listening, too. Can you hear it okay, Lance?
Yeah.
Here, turn his mic on, Dell. So Anthony has been a longtime listener. He's from New York, as you'll be able to tell very easily here in a second when you hear him. He grew up, he's in New York. He's an Astros fan in New York, Astros.
I heard there's some Astros fans out there.
Yeah, there's a few in New York. Yeah. Tell them that you've been repping the Astros when it was 100 loss Astros, and now during the Yankees series.
So Lance LNJ, can I call you that? Because
Sure.
Big Astros fan, a ride or die for going back 15 years. I have never been to Houston, but I still love the Astros. As a matter of fact, so I had to represent when you guys were up here in the Bronx. I didn't get treated too well after the game. They tried to do me like Amadou Diallo at one point, but I still rep that orange 24/7.
Hey, well, we appreciate you being a real Astros fan up there for us, because there wasn't many, but I heard of like a bar. There was a bar up there. somewhere on the east side.
What a veteran move to hit the call button.
Yeah, somewhere on the east side, there was a bar up there that was like an Astros only bar, I heard. But hey, we appreciate you repping us up there through the tough times and through probably a little bit of scrutiny.
Anthony, appreciate it. Anthony from New York on a mobile.
On a mobile off.
You know what? I was in New York at the day after
sounds
my wife
like
ran.
Sounds like Barry Ashford on a mic on a mobile.
Sounds
a lot.
So my wife ran the New York Marathon November. We went up there. We flew up there November 2nd. We stayed up. I mean, you know, we're partying after the game. We got a flight. It's 6:30 in the morning, so we got to wake up at 3 whatever. And I'm like, well, it is what it is. Man, this is the first World Series as an Astros fan ever, so this is great. And we get up to New York the next day. New York fans were for the Astros. You know what I found? Everybody was for the Astros. Some of it was the hurricane thing where people were just like down with Houston. They wanted good things to happen for Houston. But I think it was just because you guys are so likable as a team. No one likes the Dodgers, period. Right. No one's going to like the Red Sox. And even Yankees fans were all saying, dude, we'd much rather the Astros win than the Dodgers win. Did you feel that love around the country that this is like... I don't know. People just see it's a diverse team. It's a fun team. It's a young team. It's you guys all seem to have each other's back.
Well,
it was kind of special.
Not in my Twitter mentions, though.
No. No. There was Twitter hatred?
Oh, yeah. I don't think the, you know, at least in my Twitter feed, I didn't see a whole lot of outside support. But we did feel it. And I think, you know, the more places we go in the off season and the more we run into people, you know, they'll say, oh, I've been a fan of this team or that team, but I was really pulling for you guys after, you know, our team got knocked out, even if you knocked them out. I feel like Red Sox fans wanted us to beat the Yankees. And then,
yeah. Well, of course.
Because they were kind of pulling for us. The Yankees fans got on board, too. They didn't want the Dodgers to win. So it was cool to see. I think it meant a lot to a lot of people.
Lance McCullers in studio. Last night, how was Travis Scott?
Oh, man. He's awesome. Yeah, and I love his music, and he puts on great shows. So it was packed out in there.
Was it?
It was awesome.
I was at Drowning Pool.
The what?
Outside. I was at Drowning Pool last night. And outside.
The band.
It's Drowning Pool.
Heavy. Hey, they're a little hard.
Play a little Drowning Pool.
I know.
You would recognize. You know Drowning Pool?
One
no. You
I was like, what?
No,
is
no,
that,
you'll
is,
know.
Is that a term for snow?
No. No. No, Drowning Pool.
Although you did get out and it was snowing.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
When I got out, it was flurrying a little bit.
Nothing says Christmas and the holidays like Drowning Pool. You got some, though? Here it is. The bodies
hit the floor. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah. We need to know that one. Let the bodies hit the snow.
Wow, what a great music this is.
Yeah.
You're from Tampa. It's not like you get a lot of
snow. You a Bucks fan?
No.
You don't get a lot of snow.
No. I you know, I watch football. I play fantasy. I don't really have like a team.
Oh, you didn't have what about the Rays? Were you a big Rays fan?
No.
Your dad was you a Padres fan?
No. I just like I enjoy sports in general, and you know I watched a little bit growing up. I love basketball. I was actually a Magic fan growing up because my favorite player was Tracy McGrady. I had the whole jersey, had the team. I had his shoes. I would go out, lower my rim to like 5 foot.
And I would, done.
Yeah. Dude, we got a break now because there's so much to get to. The team. I didn't know about the T-Mac thing. Do you think yes or no? Do you think he can dunk
on a 5 foot goal? Yes. Well, you said 5 foot goal. You can dunk on it.
Yeah, I was like kid. Nine.
Can you dunk on a 10 foot goal?
I can dunk on a 10 foot goal.
You can?
Yeah.
You can get up.
I have video proof. Because no one believes me. I got to pull up the video
proof. I've seen it before.
Awesome, dude.
He can thump it.
And you can throw it down. Oh, a basketball, not like a volleyball.
No, yes.
Not a tennis ball.
Not a tennis ball.
I can grab rim. No, I can throw it down. Yeah, I can.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. We were at Drowning Pool last night, and you think that there were a few Coors Lights flying? Yeah. Okay, there were more than a few Coors Lights. And if you're looking for a good time, nothing says the holidays like Coors Light. You need to get your Coors Light on now. Please. And look, you're not going to work. You're not going to school. All the kids not going to school today. What do? Coors Light. And I'm talking about college kids, Dell. College kids that are 21 and over. Okay? Because young kids would never drink Coors Light. Wait and drink responsibly. Drink legally and responsibly, everybody. But here's the deal. Climb on, brother. All you need to do is get your Coors Light on. And we had guys, and they were drinking this other beer last night, and I refused to drink the other beer. And then I had them drinking Coors Lights by the end of the night because I was sickened by the other beer that they were drinking. And if you're looking for the refreshing taste and wonderfulness of a beer, get to Coors Light. Coors Light. At Coors Light And you get the you can get the app, and you can live the Coors Light life right now at Coors Light. Come on, climb on, brother. Preach on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.